still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
My buddy Joe, whose name I didn't want to use, Joe Rouge, said, how come I'm getting so many texts from all the other people I work with talking about my hemorrhoid issues? Some of the people I work with find you funny, evidently. Well, Joe, for your sake, Mr. Rouge, I did not use names in this story. I just know you had your piles lasered at a very early age. It was rough. That's rough.
What if you got like a super hot girl all over you and you got the blood butt going on?
You're a swinger, man. That's impressive. Because if you've got blood butt to the point where you're like, I can't really sit down, but I'm still so goddamn charming this lady wants this.
Hildy's on top of you.
If Hildy is into piles, I'm going to push a few out.
She's not into it.
If she is, though,
you might be
I would go
it.
Lift a car. I would pull up on the back of the biggest van I could find until I bubbled up like I'd been in the sun for 20 hours. Bloop, 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 bloop. Like, all right, Hildy, we're ready to go. Ooh. Got four pictures of Hildy
I meant Dodge Hemi.
There's nothing on the planet much better than this Hildy thing. Thank you, Brett Pecora, who's behind on our podcast. So he's a month behind. He's like, I just found out about this Hildy girl from you guys. I'm like, just catch up to today. We're not binge worthy. This is dumb.
I couldn't do that because we'd be talking about like the beginning of the COVID, right in the middle of the COVID thing.
I mean, go back and do whatever, but. And don't hindsight my ass either, Brett. If I say something racist, then it's no good anymore. I don't want to Fallon out on a month. But Hildy, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Where does she shop? Like, I got to get gift cards. Oh, by the way, yesterday, get a little notice.
Steinmart. She loves Steinmart.
Maybe she does. I've never been to Steinmart, Brady. Is that?
It was just a guess.
Jewish Mart?
No.
Oh, go back one. Oh, her and her little black. Life is good, her hat says, and boy, is it ever.
She got a husband?
What an unfair advantage. She does if she wants one. In that day.
If she asked you, you'd say yes immediately?
Yes.
Even though you're married?
I would have to do something about that. I think I'd just disappear. I'd be one of those 1950s guys.
Give me a week.
Just disappears. Oh, what's that top left white one? What are you doing? X out. X out. Yes. Yes.
Oh. All right. We can't put these up on the screen.
Oh.
Only 48,000 likes.
Well, dudes can't use their hands when they're looking at that.
Yeah, I guess you're right there.
For every 1,000, there's 10 million that didn't click
on guys don't want to admit that they liked it.
Wife is going to kill me.
It's almost good enough to make you masturbate to regular photos again. Isn't it?
It really is. She's a good throwback.
I mean, I know Brady's been doing it for a long time.
No, Brady doesn't masturbate to this. He just puts his wife's head on that.
That's right. That's right.
And then, of course, replaces Hildy's body with his wife's body and then places her in their own home. His fantasies are lame.
Lame.
I mean, the real proper answer would be like, what I fantasize about? Your guy's wives. Now, that's a shot. Good job.
But, are you writing for him now?
Yeah, I got to help him out with his garbage answers. And that one's the worst of all. That's the worst thing you've ever said.
You said a lot of bad things.
Yeah, I mean, there's a laundry list of things that made me uncomfortable, but nothing more than that.
Only masturbate to my
awful wife. Lie that you told about how you've fantasized about your wife.
With a straight face.
Yeah,
too.
And then tried to sell it. And like, what?
Delivered it.
Well, you delivered it. Stupid. I don't know if you're trying to fool us. It wasn't funny. It was awkward. It was ugly. It was just awful.
Maybe you're a better liar than you think you are.
Yeah. That was, you tried to sell us on that. And then I started to think, well, he's not selling anything. He believes this is what people do. Fantasize.
It was fish for a while.
About your own wife. We know the fish thing was somewhat of a joke. You were just masturbating in the general direction of a tank. While your wife lay in your wife's room. Thinking of
it. You were buying into the wife thing only.
Yeah, you sold it pretty hard.
Yeah.
I use my imagination. What do you think about?
My wife.
I'm like, oh, God, tell the truth.
I am.
You're not joking. I know Jokey Brady does the fart face laughs.
Maybe. Have you been advancing? Are you on porn sites now?
No, not so much.
No, you haven't moved up part. I thought maybe.
What's your last fantasy? What kind of fantasies do you put your wife and you in? Do you have, like, is it old thoughts of things you've done, or is it things you want to do and can't?
Ooh, like future fantasies.
Yeah, like boobs on the back.
What?
No, yeah, like putting a...
Just cram boobs all over her body, make her look like a big boob person.
Yeah, no.
It's weird.
Yeah, no, so. But it's fun. Smacking them all over.
It's like an alien.
Yeah. Because you can't have that. That's what a fantasy is. It's something that doesn't exist in your world. That's why it's called a fantasy.
Yeah, I don't have any of those.
You don't?
You don't have... He has no fantasy.
No dreams.
Body parts and other
places. All right, well, do you have fantasies? Do you have anything?
Sure, it's probably just, you know... Positions.
Like, what
stuff,
are you
different
into?
Positions and
you fantasize about things that are very possible.
Candies and pizza
food.
And food.
Yeah. You ever a ham?
I haven't. Yeah, no, I haven't.
Look apple at pie. That face, though. You actually got happy talking about that.
I was going through the Rolodex.
Talking about food. The positions.
No, I've never really.
Was talking about it to a gray cloud.
In different positions.
Ham's got interesting texture. It might not be too bad, actually.
You bore a hole with that. Black and Decker right in the center of that hand.
A little slimy at times.
But, same with a woman.
But you got some lubricant, built-in lubricant.
Same
there.
With a woman.
Yep.
Ham's a lot like a woman, Brady says.
Ham might not be too bad.
You cut her in half, butt. You put her in the, yeah. Stuff her in the fridge for later.
Turkey's a little too dry. You got to go with the ham.
Eh, depends on who's cooking the turkey. You got to go in through the neck, though.
Yeah.
At least I do. The opening in the back is... Not sufficient for
too
my
big.
Needs.
Too big.
Large. Of all the meats, Brady, cured or otherwise, which one is the best for...
This is your wheel.
A pile of meat.
Opinion.
A pile of meat on a table. You're telling a boy, look, I don't want you to get a girl pregnant, so build this and take this into your room.
Take 5 pounds of ground beef.
Ground beef?
Yeah. Ground beef?
That'll just fall apart on you.
And then take a can of Spam.
I'm a big fan of jojoba, which is a ranch here, and I get their meats over at the farmer's market when the farmer's market's there, and they've got and their meat is waxy because the cattle, it's an Arizona ranch, they eat cactus, and it makes their meat kind of waxy. So when you make the patty, it's that might be a good meat.
There you go.
You've never thought about it?
Why are you uncomfortable with this conversation?
Yeah, no.
This is your wheelhouse.
This is what you should do out loud and write books about. You and Guy Fieri should have back-to-back shows. Guy's
meat
garbage
fantasy.
Games and your meat sex.
Yeah. We're actually coming to your level here.
Look how happy he is. Big smile on his face. I was talking about sex with your wife a second ago, and it was like I told you somebody was dead. I brought up banging a ham, and all of a sudden you're bright red with a smile. You don't think there's any good meat?
No, I don't look at meat that way.
No.
Hmm.
What do you look at
what?
That way?
Women.
All of them?
Most of them, yeah.
Just the wife. All right. We're not getting any answers out of this guy.
Yeah, really.
He's averse to it.
Are you a lingerie guy? I like the lingerie. It's
pretty. Lingerie's good, yeah.
Pretty hot.
On meat?
You put not lingerie.
So much on
you ever
meat.
Dress up your meat? Oh. Little tiny bra
no
and
meat.
Panties?
A little silk.
You ever put fishnet over the top of it and make it hard to get to?
I haven't.
It's fun. Do you ever peel off... Your hamburger's panties with your teeth?
Okay, I have once.
I don't use hamburger patties. Hamburger panties.
Anyway, well, we're trying to find out more about you, Brady, so thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
And eventually we'll learn. Yesterday I got it. This is a kind of an interesting thing. So this dummy gets a text yesterday. Megan gets an alert from her PayPal. It says... $10,000 charge and a $2,500 charge on your PayPal. Oh, my goodness. So all you got to do is go to this is how dumb this kid was. This is an email, and there's his name. It says, happy birthday to this kid. Happy birthday. Somebody got him $10,000 on our PayPal for his birthday. Go on Facebook, and there he is, like, thumbs up, like, yes, what a birthday. It's like, all of them, like, PayPal, this is the thing. So there's a potential that in the next, I don't know, day or two, I will gladly throw a 14-year-old child in jail for hopefully a good long, long time.
Felon
Isn't
at 14.
Ah, oh, fantastic. And I hope it carries into his adult life. And I hope it breaks his mother's heart into where she has to use like a wheelchair for a long time. I think that's fantastic. How dumb is that? $10,000 on a PayPal? You don't think you're going to be noticed for gift cards? Fantastic work, son. Well done. And then he goes back for $2,500 more. I think I'll pop that in. The best thing is it just called PayPal and said, this isn't right. And they're like, yeah, okay. Like, no investigation. No, let's take it off. I'm like, all right, you want his name? We got it. Are you going to prosecute?
We're aware.
We'll prosecute. Fantastic. I can put an eighth grader in jail forever? I have no qualms with this. None.
Have you no heart, John?
None. None. He wanted $12,000 out of my bank account.
He went for a big birthday.
I don't care if he went for $100. I would like to throw him in jail to the fullest extent of the law. Nobody else is keeping an eye on this boy. Why am I the one that has to be nice to him all of a sudden? It's going to create more.
And rarely, you know, obviously you don't get to because of PayPal reimburse you, then they go after him.
They can, but they're going to need like,
they're the
look,
ones. As long as you got the money,
so incredibly
stored,
cooperative.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. I will gladly. And I kind of hope he's, you know, younger than 14, just looks 14. It would be nice if he was like 11. I'd like to toss him in the can.
Hope you enjoyed that 30 seconds of you having a $10,000 gift card.
It's useless now. The gift cards have been shut off. And now you've got people that will prosecute you, even though you made quite a mistake. I'm sorry. Doesn't cut it, Chief. Sorry. Say you're sorry to your cellmate in juvie.
Did they
great.
Say like how he got it or just?
I don't know. He's an Asian kid, so I assumed hacking. My assumption after looking at the Facebook was, oh, computer whiz. If you just direct his abilities in a good way, he'd probably make a fortune in computers. But no, he steals.
What's grand theft? How much is it for grand theft?
I don't know.
I think it's 2,000.
It varies. Yeah, 500 to 5,000 is like a certain level of, like they can adjust around. I found that out with the bike thing. But yeah, this little Asian guy decides to pop in there. And there's my jojoba beef. If you're interested in having sex with it, it's waxy. Good stuff, especially if you
like it.
What
do you recommend? Tenderloin, flat iron?
Everything I've had. The skirt steak, when they have it, is unreal. The
Delmonico.
I like the ground beef. I get a lot of that. It's good stuff. They're at that farmer's market over at the Baptist robbery house the Saturdays.
Find them on Facebook, Jojoba Beef.
Actually,
Company.
It's today, too, but they're down at a different place. They're Wednesday and Saturday. I don't know if they're there right now. With
says they'll bring it to your porch.
All right. Well, I'll order it. What do I work there? I just like to have sex with their food. Then throw it on the grill.
Call beef.
Mm.
It's not illegal, right?
I can do whatever I want with the food I buy.
That's right.
I can't serve it to other people after I do that legally.
Could you marry it? Could you marry the ham?
No.
Legally. However, illegally, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, illegally, I can serve it to you. You could marry it in your own private ceremony, not recognized by the state, but...
Yeah, we get stories, plenty of those guys marrying objects.
Yeah.
Cars.
At least the food used to be alive.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to...
No, don't dig out of that any further. Just stop saying things.
Trying to justify it in my mind.
No,
just,
no.
Can't justify it.
Because then you'd say that... Then you go down that route.
I take you, bratwurst.
You go down what Alabama has always said, which is, well, where's it end? We're going to marry animals now? And that's kind of what Eric just said.
That's right. Why not? I don't care.
At least it used to be alive. And that's the only criteria for a quality marriage. Two living creatures. No, it's not.
To be honest, I don't think there should be any criteria.
For marriage?
Well, except for the underage thing. Other than that.
Man, I disagree.
You want to marry?
I got a couple.
Hey,
you want to marry a car? Go marry a car.
I agree with
care.
That. You're nuts. You can marry
not
a car.
Not hurting me.
I think when it's two living things, they have to be human because you can't get consent from the other living thing.
Okay, I'll give you that.
So children and living creatures that don't know they're being married.
All right.
But if you want to marry inanimate objects,
go
banana.
Go for
I'm
it.
Fine with that. Fine with that.
In fact, no, then no I want to go to that wedding.
Yeah, I do too. You and that lamppost getting drugged down there by some sort. Okay.
You know what this car's costing me?
Uh-oh.
I usually don't say that. I want to go to a wedding. But
I never want to go to weddings unless they're weird.
But that would be perfect.
Yeah.
Brady marries a ham, we're in. Wife two.
Brady.
No.
Yeah, aren't we coming up on your 6'6"?
6'9".
6'9", that's right, that's right. You marry a ham that day?
Maybe I will.
You take it over to Celebrity Theater and
we'll do a concert.
You're still ordained,
COVID.
Right?
Yeah, I'm still ordained. We'll have you marry that ham and then we'll stream it. Keep people safe, you know?
Let's do it.
But I need to watch you consummate the marriage. That's something I have to see.
What?
Oh, yeah, like
well,
old
then
school
it's not
times.
Legal. It's not legal. I have
yeah,
to watch.
It's a royal wedding.
Yeah, they had to. That. You had to sit around and watch them consummate.
That's right, because that's the only way we knew it was
so this
sealed in
a
love.
Ham of Serrano.
Do not bring food into the studio. Brady will declare prima noctis.
Yeah.
I have to take care of this.
I'm surprised you haven't banged food. Oh, I mean, it's a joyful thing
what
for you. You like? No, it's not a shot.
Oh, is that a compliment? I don't know.
I've tried to bang all the things I like: baseball gloves, couches. Like, I've tried to have sex with things that bring me joy. I used to put the controller from the PlayStation 2 in my wang when it vibrated and gave it a run.
It does feel
yeah,
nice.
But
I've
never looked at it like saying, "Oh, you bring me joy. I think I'm going to bang you."
And that's why you got married.
Yeah. With a human, it's different. But
yeah.
With
you bring me joy, I want to bang you. Is
You never dry humped a couch?
Yeah, I've dry humped a couch.
All right.
That's all I needed to hear today.
Yeah.
Cut
Did
that.
One last one.
Edit that out. Give me a whole segment of it. Auto-tune it, if you could.
Yeah, I dry humped a couch.
Make him sing it.
Got him.
That's all I needed. All these times just to get one phrase out of you. How old were you when you dry humped a couch? Young?
About 4 months ago.
No, seriously. Was it teenage years, 20s?
Teenage.
Did you do it as an adult ever?
No.
Did you finish?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
You blue-balled yourself with a...
Yeah,
with a,
yeah
with
why would
a,
you shut it down?
With a Barca lounger? That's
you get
weird.
Those pillows just perfect on the couch. You can oh, really get to
yeah.
close it up.
Just couldn't find the
pants on,
good
pants
positioning.
Off.
Pants on.
So you were just dry humping your jeans.
Yeah.
You never laid on the couch naked and went after it for a little bit?
No.
Until you started to giggle about how silly things got.
No.
That's a lot for me. This is silly. You ever feel weird in the middle of the... Well, you probably don't because you got kids, but when you're in the middle of the living room and you're starting to pleasure yourself, and then you realize, I got to get my pants all the way off for this to be good. And then
right.
you're just laying in the middle of your house with no pants on. Start giggling.
I've sized things up before.
What does that mean?
You know, you're looking at them like the couch cushion or something. Oh, maybe I should give that a whirl. But
never
you know,
followed through.
Yeah.
Well, ham. Try a ham. Anyway, piles. That's what our word is today, piles. They give you great joy as well.
Ugh.
If you want to get in on that, 97936, piles is the word in honor of the hemorrhoids we talked about earlier today, which are awful. You want to hop in on that. And all you little hackers out there, I will throw you. Would you throw a 14-year-old in jail for that? He calls you and goes, I'm sorry, it was a mistake. What would you do?
If I got the money back, the bank got their money back.
No, he's a rag doll. He's a jail time rag doll.
I think he should.
What's forgivable about it? That PayPal did the right thing and gave you your money back?
And PayPal got their money back. In other words,
right.
He didn't
spend
it.
So he's free and clear?
No.
It's his intention and his.
There should be a punishment.
Do it again.
I don't know about. Yeah. Jail.
12 like grand.
Probation or something like that.
No. Jail.
12? I thought you said it was more than that.
No, it's 10 on one hit. Oh, it's 2,500. So 10 and 20 is 12.
Oh,
5.
Okay.
12, 5. Yeah. You throw him in jail, right? Would you do it if the guy was 20?
Same thing.
Really? I mean, what about like a 30-year-old man steals 12, 5 from you?
Yeah, I mean.
You wouldn't throw any of those people in jail?
If they spent the money, they got caught before they could. There should be a punishment of some sort.
But you'll turn
about,
around in a parking lot and go after a homeless guy you just gave
bucks.
Money to for the $5
you won
that
your money
saw
back.
Him.
Yeah, I got the money back.
Yeah. But it's grifting at five. If somebody stole $12,000 from you, you'd be like, all right, I forgive you. That's cool.
And you got it back?
Yeah, but that's not the point. But, if someone stole your car and you got it back, would you be like, just let them go?
Yeah, they should get in some trouble.
Yeah,
jail.
There should be. I'm saying they get in trouble,
jail.
But I don't, you know.
Well,
maybe,
at 14,
maybe,
I guess they're going to go to juvie.
Juvie, yeah. They get kid jail. But yeah, jail, no.
No, you should definitely.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Toss them that's in the
a lot
can.
Of money.
That's a ton of dough. And screwing around like that, you know, I'm not the first guy who's done it.
Yeah.
Got to learn a lesson.
I think I was
people
thinking
are too
more
mean.
Like adult prison for.
Oh, I'd like that. Yeah. If they offered it up and charged him as an adult because the money
if
was.
If he was like 17
okay.
maybe, but he's 14.
And yeah, I'd throw him in adult jail.
I'm sure
it's
would.
An adult crime.
It's not going to happen.
Hey, you want to play adult crime? No, I know it's not. But if it was, they'd be like, do you want to throw him in adult jail? If it was up to me, I'm like, I'll throw him in adult jail.
I'm okay
he
with
committed
what,
an adult
I think
crime.
The punishment for that is pretty solid, which I don't know what that would be for
him. I'm saying if they said, John, you can prosecute for, as an adult, they'd be like, go. Get him in adult jail ASAP. Yeah. He wants to commit big boy crimes.
He'll probably be treated like a big boy for a while.
Yeah, he will. Hopefully through his 18th year. That'd be great. Yeah, it's crazy, though, but how quick it was.
What's crazy is the amount of money when you look at the credit card, the fraud charges that they don't go after.
Right. It's not worth it to them. But they can clear it up and fix it real fast, but still.
My question is why it's you got like that much on your PayPal?
Well, you can just take it out of your account.
Whatever your
my
account
PayPal
is,
doesn't have
whatever
anything.
Your credit line.
Yeah, my PayPal's just tied to my bank.
I know, so is mine. But so. You actually had that in PayPal?
What do you mean?
The money? 12
oh, if you just go to PayPal, it'll just take it right out of your account. You don't have to have an account with PayPal. So it's like, do you want to pay with PayPal? Like, sure. It just directly takes out of my thing. Yeah.
And you can
but I don't have to put anything in PayPal.
You didn't have anything in PayPal.
No.
They just got it.
They just take
PayPal.
It. Just say, okay. I use PayPal to use it.
All right.
And they got
and
it.
And that's what
account.
Red flagged the payment.
No, it just comes up as a thing. Like your PayPal got charged this. And like it just gives you an alert every time you use
yeah.
it. $10,000. For
Megan?
Gift cards? Well, I didn't do it. She found it. I'm like, well, this isn't right. I'm like, yeah, it isn't. I have to prosecute the hell out of that kid. I hope. I hope that little Asian boy is in his high chair in the courtroom.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to try him as an adult. I'm like, yes. And I'd visit him in jail all the time just for the stories. What'd they do to you today? How badly were you ragdolled, you little thief? Does it hurt? Do you have piles? That's the word, 97936. We got a Rock Wars coming up because it's Wednesday, you know, and we'll play that game next. It's 98.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.